A time for new beginnings. Isaiah 43, 16 through 21 is about that. A time, it says he's going to make a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters. I once heard a wise man say that the good old days were good because they were gone. So many times people, we like to reminisce and we like to think about things of yesteryear. We like to have those going back to Egypt meetings like the folks that wandered in the desert did. They always wanted to go back to Egypt because even though we were prisoners and even though we were enslaved and even though we didn't have any rights, at least we had something to eat and a place to lay our head. Even though we were beaten, but Moses, you've taken us out here. So these same people are still running around. These same people have made their way, and these same people are who Isaiah is talking about this day. You see, it's very easy for us to look back and complain about our future. Because you know why? Because our future is knocking at our door. It's right here now, today. The future brings about change in our lives, and that scares so many of us. The future also holds the promise of something new, and that excites us. The Lord tells the people of Judah to forget the past and prepare for a new thing. It's going to be happening. Prepare yourselves for this new thing. Each year during Lent, you and I have the opportunity to prepare our hearts, our minds, our spirit, our very soul for this new thing. This new thing is Christ. It's the Christ, the living Lord, Jesus, our Savior. And as we are making ourselves ready for Easter that's going to be here in just a little while, as we prepare for that, we can't forget Holy Week. We can't forget Maundy Thursday and Good Friday and Saturday whenever it was nothingness before we can come to Easter. But we need to put aside the things past and think about the new way of life that the Lord will give you and give me. He'll give us something new. Let us rejoice in the eternal hope that God is about to do a new thing in our life, in our lives, in our very life here on this earth. You see, spring brings about rebirth of nature and the expectation of a new beginning of life. Each year about this time, you can already see it in the past few weeks, the tulip trees are budding and blooming. They pop out on a dead stem. You see all this beautiful pink and purple. And that's what you see. The cherry blossoms and the dogwoods are soon going to begin to make their journey also. They bud and blossom and bloom, and then their petals shine forth for a very few weeks at it. We see them there and they're gorgeous. What happens? They quickly fall. And guess what happens? As that wind begins to blow, we see them flying all over the place. The birds begin to appear around us. Frogs and crickets and all the other noisemakers that we have out there, they begin their symphony anew. They begin to make all this stuff because the earth is alive. The earth is new. It's coming back. I remember as a child staying outside late at night with my sisters catching fireflies, lightning bugs. I mean, how many of them have you saving them in a jar for a little while and playing, seeing how many you could get? And then, of course, you had to let them go because guess what happened? If you didn't let them go, they would die. So we'd always do that. The possibilities of this time is ending. It is just endless at what happens. It's just there. We can just do so much. When spring comes around, we see it happening. And the Lord asks us today in Isaiah 43 and 19b, says, do you perceive it? Do you understand? Can you grasp it? Do you perceive it? Do you perceive the joy of the new beginnings each year during the spring season? Have you ever felt, though, in this world, though, whenever you're in the midst of something so good and so wonderful and so amazing, have you ever felt as though you were alone and everyone had abandoned you, even God? Have you ever felt as if you were in the desert without a drop of water, as he speaks about? Isaiah proclaims today that the Lord will alter the very essence of the world to bring about a new spirit to the chosen people. The Lord promises a refreshing drink in the driest of times. Personal tragedy affects many people's lives, so that they feel as though they are in that desert right by themselves, no matter what it is. When you hear words come your way, when you hear get a phone call, and on the other end something is wrong, something has happened, there's a tragedy in your life, in your family, with your friends, with your community. It changes your outlook and your world, and you feel as if you're the only person at that time that has ever had anything happen, and you feel so alone. You see, the Lord promises a new spirit to see us through that desert in our lives. The people of Israel, they wandered in the desert for many, many years. And just then, just think about it, just whenever they thought that their life was over, just whenever they thought that it could not get any worse, just when they thought their Lord had abandoned them completely, guess what? God provided for them. God took care of them. Isaiah reminds us today, and he reminds you and me, the people of Judah, that the Lord is with them in their time of struggle. It's the same thing with them as it is with us. Isaiah reminds us all. He reminds the people of Kipling and Calibut and Lillington and Duncan and Cokesbury and Fuquay and Cary and Raleigh and everywhere. He reminds us all that the Lord is with us in a time of struggle. In our times of struggle, the Lord is there. And during this Lenten season, let us remember that the Lord is with us as we struggle with personal trials of our lives. You see, this passage today begins with a proclamation of who the Lord is. Verse 15 tells us that the armies of the world fall down beneath the mighty power of the Creator Israel. The prophet proclaims that the Lord snuffs out just like a candle. He will take care of them. He'll snuff them out. He'll get rid of them for you. The passage today ends with a proclamation of how all of creation worships the Lord. It is good to offer praise to God as we pray. The God of salvation loves the world. The God of salvation loves the world. We should thank God always. We should thank God. Vicki mentioned that this morning with the children. How many times do we pray and ask and ask and ask and ask and want to receive, and we never thank and we never respond to God? We never thank Him daily for the blessings of life. We never ask how things are. We just assume. You know, we need to be praising God. The God of salvation loves the world. Many years ago, when I was on a mission trip to Brazil, I was amazed at how easily the people offered their love and their praise to God. They were so hungry for the Word of God around them, but yet they were so appreciative to everyone, everybody that was there. But more importantly, they ended almost every prayer with, "We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord." The prophet Isaiah strongly suggests today that God expects us to offer our praise by proclaiming. In verse 21, so that they might declare my praise. As we develop our relationship with the Lord, we should strive to nurture our love for our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We should develop a relationship. We should strive each and every day to develop a relationship, but to nurture our love for our Lord and our God, the Creator of all creation, and of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As you and I approach this Easter season, oh, it's going to be here. Let us prepare for the coming of God's new thing by rekindling our relationship with the Lord. That's the greatest thing we could ever do, is to grow stronger in knowing Him and in loving Him, reading about Him and growing in our faith. You see, perhaps you and I may perceive the joy of something new about to burst forth in our own lives if we draw closer to Him. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word this day. We thank You, Lord, for the new beginnings of our life each and every day, for the new season that is upon us, for the greatness of the things around us, for the blessings that come by knowing You. Lord, we thank You this day for always allowing us to be about Your business, to be in Your Word. We thank you, Lord, that in the midst of the deserts that we find ourselves in the midst of the great chasms that we are drowning in the midst of everyday life that we find ourselves in, that you are there. That you are there when we think no one else knows, when no one else is about, when we think no one else cares, that you are there. So, Lord, this day remind us always of that greatest gift that comes by knowing you. Remind us always of that joy that can come each and every morning. And teach us as our faith grows stronger and deeper of how to let go of those things that we have no control of. How to let go of them and allow you to lead us and guide us. To allow you to hold us close. To allow us to be able to find our rest in the palm of your hand. To allow us to find that peace each and every day. This day, Lord, remind us of that. Remind us of your love for us. For it's in your name I pray. Amen.